This is Vatican Radio. The Feast of St. Valentine is being celebrated around the world this 14th of February, not least at the Dublin Church, which houses a number of his relics. St. Valentine is known as the patron saint of couples in love, and Bishop Dennis Nulty of Kildare and Loughlin on Tuesday blessed an engaged couple at the shrine to the saint at the Carmelite Church of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, known to Dubliners as Whitefriar Street. Bishop Nulty, who is president of Accord, the Irish Catholic Marriage Care Service, on Tuesday also launched the Accord 2016 figures for sacramental marriage preparation and for marriage and relationship counselling. I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke to the bishop about this venerated saint and the importance of marriage preparation in today's world.
Every year, Accord organise a blessing of an engaged couple, and I will bless Tim and Carol. And the lovely thing is, Carol comes from my diocese. She's from Kilcock Parish. Tim comes from Dublin. And the wedding is in my diocese next year in St. Corcus Church, Kilcock. So I have many reasons to be blessed and looking forward to this wonderful day. But as I say, Lydia, Accord have been doing this for many years. And it's a great focus on marriage as a sacrament and its contribution to Irish society.
It's also lovely to have the relics of a saint in Dublin itself, though, isn't it? Of St. Valentine.
It is wonderful. And the interesting thing, as you realise, Lydia, the Irish Episcopal Conference were out on our Ad Limina Apostolorum visit with Pope Francis and the Dicastery, heads of the Dicasteries, just 2 weeks ago. And by chance, I called into a lovely Basilica of Santa Maria in Cosmaiden to discover the skull of St. Valentine. But I can assure you that the heart of Valentine is in Dublin. His skull may be in Rome.
Of course, your involvement, you're president of Accord. So looking at the statistics surrounding marriage preparation, how important is it for Irish couples to have this preparation? How important is it for the church that people have this preparation beforehand for marriage?
Lydia, it's crucially important. In Amoris Laetitia, Pope Francis' wonderful exhortation, which indeed is a bestseller in Veritas in our Catholic bookstore here in Ireland, he emphasised very strongly the need for solid, good marriage preparation. And he refers to it as remote, immediate, proximate marriage preparation. And what Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service in some ways offers is immediate preparation. In other words, the bits and pieces are so important to keep the life of marriage going today. And it's so wonderful that Accord do it. And our stats show today that we never had as much of demand. 17,104 attended marriage preparation courses with Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service in 2016. That's a huge increase on last year. So, Lydia, we must be doing something very well here and very right. The take-up is huge, and as president of Accord, I welcome it.
What do you think that's driving this along? Will people maybe feel the need?
It's an 8.5% increase from one year to another. And I think what people are saying, look at Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service offers a very solid course, a 9-hour course, a Friday evening, Saturday, sometimes over 4 different evenings. And it very much sticks to fundamentals. It doesn't mean we don't have to revise what we do in time to come and look and see maybe can we do what we do even better. I think we should never rest on our laurels. But I think people getting married will say, look, they're getting married a bit older as well. They say, we want something that's worthwhile, something that's good, something that's solid. And they seem to come to us and look at, we welcome that as an agency of the Catholic Church and the bishops in Ireland. We welcome it warmly that they do indeed come to our Accord preparation courses.